Welcome to Inspired by Purpose. Each week, we roll out episodes of successful, purpose-inspired entrepreneurs to inspire and empower you. My name is Dr. Ozzy Jankovic, and I believe that purpose is what inspires us to make our greatest impact. I'm so grateful that you're here. Now let's get started. Hey, you guys, I had the best time recording this episode. I have to tell you, it was the first episode where we had a dance party and a singing party. Yvonne is so much fun. I met Yvonne years ago when we did a business program together, and she actually helped me launch my first higher touch coaching program. In 2021, I launched a coaching program. I raised my prices significantly, and I raised the quality of what I was offering. It was a $2,000 program that I was offering, 12 weeks, and I met my goal of enrolling 18 women in the program, and I did a lot of that with Yvonne's help. So I'm really, really grateful for her. She is a wealth of information about sales. You are going to learn a ton today in today's episode about sales and how sales are built on relationships, and relationships are built on conversations. Her strategy is out of this world. And I truly believe if you listen to what she has to share, no matter where you're sitting in business, if you're new to business, if you're seasoned, there is something in this episode for everyone. Before we dive in, I want to let you know that you can receive transcripts, highlights, and recaps of upcoming episodes by visiting drozzy.co/in. That's /IN. Sign up today and you'll get all the goods. All right, real quick update before we dive in. This episode is sponsored by Odeo Digital Marketing Academy. It's a high-level digital marketing education where you can launch your career, advance your skills, or develop your business acumen. When you visit odeoacademy.com and enter the code AZ23, you get a $200 discount on the program. That's odeoacademy.com, code AZ23. Our other sponsor for this episode is Awaken Studio, awakenstudio.nyc. They are offering a template restyle. It's perfect for the solopreneurs, the therapists, the coaches among you. It's a done-for-you website. Design meets template affordability. This is a one-day website design service. Transforms a strategy-driven template into your custom-branded website. When you sign up for a template restyle, you also receive a business breakthrough session with yours truly. All right, with nothing further, let's dive in. All right, everyone, welcome to the episode. I'm so excited to be sitting down and having a conversation with Yvonne Rees. And Yvonne and I have known each other for several years now. We actually did a business program together and we hit it off. We bonded right away because Yvonne is such an optimist. And I was attracted to that right away. And we both know that there is so much potential when it comes to women, when it comes to business. And Yvonne's specialty is in sales. She was a sales specialist in corporate for many years. She did incredible things for the companies that she worked with. And she recently, in the last several years, has transitioned into being a sales coach and a sales mentor for business people. So I'm so excited to welcome you onto the podcast today, Yvonne.
Thank you. I'm really glad to be here. Thanks for asking me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think you hit it all, right? I mean, for a lot of people, I know we're going to get into this later on, but they think sales is so hard or that it's no fun or all. And I'm like the opposite of that because my first sales job, I didn't even know it was sales. So I was just helping people. And so I got sucked into helping people. It's like a high, really. It's just so fun for me. I love when somebody says, oh, I have this problem and oh, I have a solution. And so that's how I learned initially how to sell. And it's so funny. Have you heard of ChatGPT?
Of course.
Okay, so I've been playing around with it because, of course, I teach people to get their authentic voice, you know, how to really pull out their authentic voice so that they can sell from there. And ChatGPT really got on my nerves. I'm like, oh yeah, an AI is going to be able to do that. And, you know, I had a just a big attitude against it, very skeptical. And so what ended up happening was I got onto it and started playing with it to figure it out. And then I took a couple of workshops. And so then I was going to help my clients learn it. And so just to tell you how much fun I have with myself sometimes in my computer, I got ChatGPT to write me a little song about sales, and I put in my own parameters, and I said, in the style of Linda Ronstadt, it's so easy. And so I got, it's so easy to help someone. It's so easy to help someone. So doggone easy, you know? And so it's just like, that's my motto. You know, it's like all we're doing is we're a nice person helping another nice person. And yes, there's a system and a process, but once you can get that big block out of your way, it's just so much easier.
This
So
is
not only
so good. I'm so excited. We started off with a dance party,
right?
and your song is fabulous. So, it's funny. It's such a contrast, Yvonne, because on one hand, I hear you saying sales is so much fun and sales is so exciting and you're just helping people. But I'm sure that we both meet people. I meet people all the time. I'm sure this you meet people all the time who come and they are just so allergic to selling. So I'm curious if you could share with us, what are the big challenges you see when it comes to sales?
Well, mostly it is a mindset. It's really like there's two big, well, three. I'll give you three big problems. So, the first one is their mindset. They think it's going to be hard. It's really not, but you've got the wrong person at the center of what you're thinking about. You're thinking about you. When you are actually worried about being a certain way or asking for money, you're worried about you. And when you can just eliminate that piece and you can just go all in on what do they need, how can I help, and let go of the outcome. Maybe this is my person, maybe it's not, but let's just have a really authentic conversation and find out. And another problem I see is that there are, and I do a lot with personalities because I was DISC trained early on in my sales career, like 1993. And so I get this. So most of my 10,000 sales conversations have come after my DISC training. So my ahas are like, I know what you are. You're a driver. Get to the bottom line. I know what you are. You're an influential. I need to tell you how pretty you look in this, how well this is going to make you feel. I know what you are. You're a steady and you need that calm and safe place, and you need to know the testimonials that everybody else is doing this. Oh, I know you're a C, you're an analytical personality, you need just the facts, Jack. And so by learning that, and so early on, just by knowing the questions they ask me,
That is so good. I'm the just the facts, Jack.
it's the facts, Jack. Well, and a lot of drivers are just the facts, Jack, too, but they so you get it a little, sometimes the driver and the C exchange each other for one another, but they're not. The C is totally like, I am not going to make a decision without all of the logical processes in place. The just the facts, Jack driver personality just will make a decision like this on a dime because they trust themselves, they have all the right instincts, but they just know what they want to know to be able to make the decision. So they'll pile drive you to get to the answer that they want so they can make the decision. So
This is so interesting. So what you're saying essentially is that there's this challenge of not necessarily knowing who we're speaking to, what we're dealing with, and that is something that you help people to resolve.
Well, the mindset is like, which one are you? Because what you think is, well, you only want to help people just like you. But the problem is, a lot of the times, the people who are just like you won't need exactly what you have in the sales world. They need, like, for instance, if you're an influential, you and the analytical, you kind of have a lot of friction. But the analytical doesn't buy from feeling. So if you're an influential and you want to sell to somebody, you want a client that is in that analytical frame, you have to use logic, not feelings, to sell. So it's a whole different vocabulary. But
Fascinating. So this is fascinating. So how many personalities are there?
well, I mean, in the DISC profile, there's four, but honestly, there are so many variations because we have highs and lows in each one. But let's go back to your original question, just because I
The
got off track.
challenges.
I love that. So the mindset is a big piece. And when you're thinking about you and the way you like to sell and the way you like to receive information, you've got the wrong person at the center of all of that. And so what we really have to do is remove ourselves from that equation and say, what is it that the person needs? What does this person need? It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about them. And so this is probably the biggest work I do with people because we all go into our default mode. And so our default is our own, where we're comfortable, where we like to buy, where we like to sell. And so the biggest thing is just teaching you that where is your client and how can you meet them right there, regardless of who they are. Give them the information the way they need it. And that's why so much can be gained by just learning how to get out of your own head. I always say I'm gonna my the next song I'm gonna do is get out of my head, get into my clients. You know, like we're gonna have to change it up a little bit because that's
Definitely.
where it's at. That's where you're going to have your most growth. If you can really figure out what it is they want, not what you want to teach, not what you want to share, not what you want to get out of it, not what you want to give them. But if you can just figure out what it is that they really want, what and how they want it, you're going to be golden. So the mindset is the first challenge, and it has several challenges because first of all, there's worthiness. Second of all, perfectionism. Lots of people have very different limiting beliefs. And so I never even knew limiting beliefs was a word before I got into this coaching business because I had my head down working 12, 13 hours a day. You know, who had time to really reflect? I was just getting the job done. And so getting into this world and finding all of these things, it's like you didn't know how much was wrong with you until you started on this entrepreneur journey and you go, oh, well, that's my imposter syndrome. And I'm laughing at myself going, who am I talking about this stuff? Because that girl didn't exist 5 years ago. But so mindset is probably the biggest challenge that we work on. And for me, as a coach, it's finding out who you are and finding out what's going on with you. And you and I have had some really stimulating conversations. And some of those were around, just looking at things through a different lens so that you could get a fresh eyes on something. And that's so helpful. And especially when you're talking to somebody who's been in almost 10,000 conversations, you just know that I'm probably going to have a perspective to offer that can give you some light. Then the next.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this first piece is really getting out of your own way. It's this mindset of rather than thinking about me and how I'm going to sound and what I want to say and what I want to do and what I want to sell, it's a total shift to who is this person sitting in front of me? What do they need?
And how do they need it?
And how do they need it?
That's the personality part of it. How do they need it? And then the other mindset shift is just, breaking through your limiting beliefs. And I sort of have the anti-guru thoughts about that. So many of the life coaches will say, well, how do you feel about that? And the answer is inside of you. And that's the long way around. The short way around is to give you some short wins really quickly. So in my coaching, we go ahead and start applying some things right away that can get you some short wins and some real quick wins. And those build your confidence because that's how I built my confidence. In corporate, they didn't give me a choice. Right? In corporate, they said, here's what we've got, go sell it. And this is why people should buy it, we think. And so
Sure.
that's you're not really given a choice. And you do some, there are steps you take, market research and competitive analysis and things like this. And I do teach all of my clients to do these things. But those are where the short wins come in. And so the first win is just talking to people. And just talking about your business. And then the next win is the market research helps us really figure out what your differentiators are. And then I help you sort of define those. And so you're building your confidence with research, with
So essentially what you're
application.
saying is, you said the first win is talking about what you do and sharing your message and your purpose and all of those things. And then you said the second thing is figuring out what your differentiators are. So I know that we speak about that in business as your unique selling proposition or your unique differentiator. And what that is, right, what sets you apart.
Or
For
better or
anyone.
different. It's either better or different. So think about McDonald's
Better or
and
different? Okay.
I'm a very let's get to the brass tacks kind of speaker. So my teaching style is very fundamental. So we start at ground zero and we just build up from there. But for instance, on this unique selling proposition, which is actually the ebook that people can go and download in my profile.
So exciting.
But it's my take on it, and it's my take from the corporate world blended with the online world. So it'll really help you. But what I want to say about that is better or different. McDonald's and Wendy's are always right next door to each other or across the street, right? They both sell burgers. What was going to be better or different? Sometimes they have the same product, so it's not necessarily different, but what do you do better? How do you cook it? How do you, what do you serve it with? You know, different things. So it's, think about Oprah Winfrey. She was coming up in the Phil Donahue time. And this might be a long time before some of the listeners that you have, if they're younger, I'm not sure, but Phil Donahue owned morning television. Talk television was his domain, and he was the standard. And when Oprah came on, everybody was the buzz all around her was, well, we can't syndicate her. You know, she is, and then they did syndicate her right in the same time slot, going head to head with Phil Donahue. They just thought if we can just get this little teeny bit of the market share, we'll be fine. But she had such a fresh perspective. That was her better or different. She asked questions from her point of view. That was her better or different. Her unique selling proposition was that she had a different life experience. And because of that, her lens that she asked the questions from were very different. She was also a woman and she was asking softer. She was also grew up poor, so she was coming from that angle. So all of us have a unique differentiator. We just have got to tap into it, which I feel is a lot of people's blind spots because sometimes they're not willing to be that vulnerable to come out with that. I've noticed you doing a lot of sharing with yours recently, through your lens of sharing what your journey has been with mental health and with building a business. And that stuff is so amazing because that's drawing your people to you. Like people have said, finally, somebody who understands me.
Thank you. Thank you for that. It's interesting you bring it up because I published an episode about mental health a few weeks back. And one of the first messages I got from a listener was, I feel like you just told my story. And I'm sure you have something to say about this, but from where I'm sitting, what I had to get over was comparing myself to other people and thinking, well, my story's not as captivating as, Oprah Winfrey, or my story's not as captivating as Brené Brown's, or, and at the end of the day, it's just different. It's just different. And that's been a huge differentiator for me. So I'm curious to hear from you, like, how do you suggest people stop comparing themselves and find that differentiator and actually learn to understand that it's valuable?
So this is a lesson I learned a long time ago in sales. And when I finally decided to sit down and write my sales book, everything in my life is better because of my sales career. Everything I learned through sitting on the other side of the table trying to understand people to help them get the solution they were looking for has made me a better person. It's made me a better mom. It's made me a better wife. It's made me a better friend, sister, daughter. My perspective, because I've been able to sit on the other side of the table and hear thousands and thousands of life stories and what people need and how they're going to need it. And oh, it's just amazing. But for the better and differentiators in the comparison, I learned a long time ago that if I was so busy selling against my competitors, that I actually wasn't selling what was great about us. So I just put blinders on. I know what my competitors do, and I know what I do differently, and all I focus on is my differently or my better. And I just stay in my lane and I keep my head down and I go all in on what I've got to offer. And that was in corporate America. And I broke a ton of records. I opened businesses, I opened assisted livings. I used to be a lemon to lemonade girl. I used to you I'm sorry to stutter so much. In my past life, my first career, I was a troubleshooter sales specialist. I went to the dead properties that weren't selling. They put me in the middle of Timbuktu and said, "This one's not selling, make it happen." And I had to figure out very quickly, like everyone will tell you, "Well, that one's really great because of this, and that neighborhood over there is great because of this." I was in real estate. We have all of these bad things. And so you have to get to the core of what's good about what you do and then stay there. Just wave that flag as high and fast as you can because that's where your people are going to see you. And I do want to say to this point that you, when you mention you're not Brené Brown or you're not Oprah Winfrey and your story is not as compelling as theirs in your mind, that's not true. Number one, it's you haven't necessarily tapped into all the things about your story that are, and that's a journey. But in TikTok world, in Instagram world, all of the influencers are going away. Like people are tired of seeing the perfect house and the beautiful closet and these things that make us feel less than. So people are putting their blinders on and they're going, "This is the way a real woman's house looks like in Ohio." And they're showing Ohio. And then 25,000 comments later, it's like, yes, finally, I'm so tired of those people showing up like that, and I don't want to be that. Our authenticity is going to draw our people to us. And maybe we're not meant to help billions of people. Maybe we're meant to help hundreds or maybe thousands of people with our message. But those thousands of people will have a ripple effect and they'll go on to help thousands of people themselves. And so our ripple might not be as broadcast media special, but it's a grassroots effort that will make change in this world. And so people really have to be connected to that.
Well, I love that so much. I love that so much. And I love what you said about your experience working in these difficult neighborhoods and having to look for the good. And I think the harder we do, the more we do that, the better we become at it. It's like someone said to me about going to India. They said, you can go to India and you can see that it's a dirty place, or you can look past it and you can see the spirituality. And I think that it's very similar to what you said. It's like, how can we look for those bright spots, those good points, and how can we bring them out? So thank you for bringing that up. I think it's so relatable. I think that everyone listening today can think of at least one thing that makes you different or better with what it is that you sell. So let's go on
Wait a
to
minute, we had two more. We had
the
two more.
next
We had two.
challenges. Yeah,
Yeah, okay.
exactly.
All right. I thought you were going to go to the next question. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to jump here.
That's
But
okay.
the next thing is, we have a delivery style. Some of us, especially just the facts, Jack, like to say, "Here's what I'm offering, let's go." And there's no romance in that, right? So we haven't built the trust and the relationship. So I call that selling to get lucky.
I'm
And
totally backtracking on my self-identifying as
okay, yes.
that Jack guy. I'm
Yeah,
finishing that. I put that aside. So we need romance in the selling process. This is juicy. Let's get into this.
Yeah. So I recently was working with a client and she's a private one-to-one client and she's just had an idea, wanted to start a business, found me through a referral program, like a referral, and said, "What do you have? What, how can you help me get started?" And she was very much like a bull personality or what we call the driver. She's just so focused on getting her first clients and getting her first sale. And so I said, "We've got a process to follow here." She just kept chucking it out the window. Well, she's paying me. So I said, "Why don't we do this? Why don't we do it your way? And I'll help keep you on the rails, but if this, we'll do an evaluation at the end of this and then we'll see how it works. And then I'll show you the other way if this day this way doesn't work. And so at the end of this, we had this evaluation, and I mean, literally, she would DM somebody and she would be like, join this group, register here. She wasn't doing any of the right things. It was like sell, sell, sell. And I said, I'm a sales coach saying, pull back on that. And she's like, this doesn't make any sense. Why do these people need all this time? What I, you have, they don't know you from Adam. You showed up in their DMs and you're trying to sell them something. Let's change the trajectory of this a little bit. And so anyway, as we were looking at it, I said, there are two ways we can look at this if we compare this to relationships. So say you're on one of those dating sites. I've been married for 32 years, so I don't know a thing about dating sites. But I'll just, so if I say the swipe wrong, just please forgive me. I don't know what I'm talking about on that note, but I hear enough about it. So the online world is a little bit like that because people say, oh, that was a really nice quote. That really hit me. I'm going to like that. Oh, I like a couple of their other things. I'll follow them. And so that's sort of the first thing that says, I like you. If you get into their DMs and say, thank you for following me. What can I do for you? You know, it's way too soon. You haven't built the relationship. You were a Again, to my first point, had the wrong person in mind because you were really thinking about how you can get a sale when you sent that DM, right? But if you were building the relationship, you would have said, thanks for the follow. I just went to your page and I noticed these things. And you would do things that would be an exchange of information and not that quick. So I said to my client, and I said it much more eloquently with her, but we were going through her exact text messages, and I said, or DMs with people, and I said, so when a guy and a girl are dating for the first time and they swipe right or left or whichever way it is, and the conversation gets started and it's, hey, you know, how are you? And you want to get together tonight? And then it starts with from there, it might go to, I was looking through your pictures. You're so sexy. I want to take you here and, you know, all this. And it's like going one direction, right? It's a really fast direction. So that's dating to get lucky. And what she was doing was selling to get lucky in her DMs. It was going straight for the whatever, the quick. But when you swipe right or left and you get the person and that says, hey, it's so nice to meet you. I was looking through your pictures and I noticed you like hiking. Oh, yeah, I really do. Where have you gone hiking? And then it's like, oh, yeah, this place and that place. Oh, I was there last year. It was so fun. Did you happen to go playing? Now you've got somebody who's talking to you about you, and you've got somebody that's connecting with you. And so now we know that this person is not, this is a person looking for a relationship. So if you are selling to get lucky, then you're just looking for the sale. But if you are selling to have a long-term relationship with someone that you want to really understand them, you want to bring them in, and there's an exchange in selling. You get better from selling because somebody brings to you a problem or a perspective, and then you go, oh, there's not a one-size-fits-all. This is what all of the online world wants you to think, is it's this all one size fits all, but it's really not. There's several different ways you can go. The truth to entrepreneurism is that there's probably 5 or 10 steps that we're all going to take initially, and then there's a fork in the road where we go on to pave our own way. And so I don't approach people as a cookie cutter solution either. And so dating for the relationship is not a cookie cutter solution. It's a building the relationship, meeting people where they are, and finding out, you know, really all about them and how you can really serve them.
Well, I
And
love that so much, Yvonne. And I love this metaphor of dating for, dating for the date or dating for the marriage. And it makes so much sense when you compare it to sales. It's like certainly building that long-term relationship, building that marriage starts with really getting to know someone. And that cannot be glossed over.
No, it really can't be. And what's really great about this, and what will make you an online guru later on, is to have enough of these conversations, help enough people that you have so many perspectives that then you can include solutions for so many things in your online program, which is what I'm building now after helping over 100 people through their journey. Which was always my goal. When we first met, I said, I'm not going to try and do this online world first. First, I want to find out why are people attracted to working with me? What do they want to know from me? And how many things are repeated throughout the process? Because those are going to be the things that I then can transfer to an online
Well,
program.
it's so brilliant. And this idea of overcoming the mindset issue and then looking at sales as a long-term relationship rather than that quick win, that date, really building something that matters. And then in terms of what you're saying about, you're going from the one-on-one to the program, I think it makes so much sense. And it's something that I teach oftentimes in coaching in my groups with my students, which is that you need feedback. Right? You need feedback. Like one of my coachees yesterday was saying something to me. She said, oh, she really wants 100,000 followers on Instagram. She's just starting. And I said, but you don't actually, because you're not going to know what they want to hear from you. We have to start with one. We need the feedback. It's the only way. And you've done the work. So I'm so happy. I'm so happy to hear it. And I'm so happy that you're working on a program because you've helped so many people already. And you're only going to go on to continue to help so many more. I love that so much.
And the last one is just for the challenges that I see, getting out
Yeah.
of your head. The personality type that is just trying to get the sale. Again, they are in their head because they're all about them, but they're also kind of predisposed to this. And then the other one is, I don't want to do that because I don't like that. Again, it can be a mindset thing, but we're talking about people who maybe don't have the confidence. And so they're saying, well, I don't want to send five emails when I'm doing a launch. That I don't like getting those emails. Again, it's not about you. And it's so there's so much about this that can be back, but it's really why don't you want to send those emails? Because you don't like it, but why don't you like it? Okay, it annoys you. Are you your buyer? Are you somebody who's looking at your email every single day? You can't just delete. But what really is at the root of that is they don't know what to say. And that's where I really help them. It's like, okay, we've got to look at where your client is, what they need from you. Every email is not a sales email. So now we turn those into value. We turn those into a story. We turn those into basically we're building a case for why you might be their person. And so it's not always going to be a selling post. It's going to be a sharing. It's going to be a giving, and then it's going to be an invitation.
That's beautiful. So you're really touching on all of the different communication points, these first meetings on social media, the following up in the email, the conversations. You're training people to do all of those things.
Yeah. And people who've been in sales hit entrepreneurism like a no-brainer. They really do. And then people who have been or who have that driver personality, they start off okay because they have so much drive and confidence. They're like, follow me, I've got you. And I've got you is one of the most important energies that you can use in sales. People want to feel like you've got them or else they don't want to follow you. So having that I've got you energy is really great. But what happens with that driver personality and the influential personality when I get them and they're a little bit further along, they become overwhelmed, they're burning out, they didn't have any systems in place, they didn't really have a process, they weren't paying attention to what was making them successful. They were just, let me get to that sale, let me get to that sale, and let me take some people with me. And then all of a sudden they go, oh my gosh, I've got to keep working this hard. This is not what I had in mind at all. And it's because they don't have the systems and processes. So that's the other side. There is a way to do it where you can build both.
Fascinating. This is so fascinating. Well, you've already given us so much. You've given us so many tools, so many strategies. To summarize from what you shared, what do you feel like are the three most important strategies that our listeners can implement in order to move their sales forward?
Do you have any idea if your listeners are more in their beginning stages of their entrepreneur journey or if they're in the mid stage? Because the answer changes based on who they
Oh,
are.
you know, it's so interesting because I have a range of listeners. I really do. I have people who've been in business a long time, and I have people who are pivoting or just starting out. So it's tough for me to pinpoint that, unfortunately, Yvonne.
Okay, so I'll give you a couple responses then. If you're new, what you really want to do is you want to have as many conversations as you can. You want to talk about your business. It's like a party you're inviting people to, right? It's the when and it's the what you're going to be celebrating and it's the when you're going to be doing it and that's what to bring and where you are RSVP. So it's like all of the fun things. It's like I'm teaching people how to do blank and this is the result they get and it's so much fun. So you just want to have as many conversations as you can with people to really get comfortable talking about your business. You want to lead those, like I teach a system. So we lead with curiosity. We clarify to make sure we understood what they told us. Then the clarifying is leading to connection. So once we've led with curiosity and we've clarified that we did understand what they were saying, we end up at a place where they feel really understood. That's connection. We never convert anybody until we've connected. So then we can invite them after to.
That's really powerful. I want to pause on that for a second. You said we never convert anyone until we've connected. It's a great one.
Yeah, thank you. That's my whole philosophy. So we do that, and that's in even in the online world, it's the same. They just have a different vocabulary for it, but it's really those four C's. So meet as many people as you can, have as many conversations as you can about your business. Don't be afraid to share it everywhere, even on your own personal Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or wherever you're showing up, LinkedIn, wherever. A lot of people have that imposter syndrome around doing it there. Well, I don't want to be that to those people. Okay, but I want you to know that at least $25,000 of the money I made in my first year came from just sharing occasionally on my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page. And I don't even have that many people, but people, extended family, old work buddies who were going to go ahead and start their business all came to me and said, I want to do that too. Will you show me how? And so incredible because I wasn't afraid to put it on there. But if you, so you have as many conversations as you can, you have a reason, you have to create a compelling reason for people to work with you. So that could be a workshop, that could be something free that you're doing. If you're in the community doing it, I held seminars. I talked about the personalities. I talked about being happier than I have a right to be. Enthusiasm is going to sell all the time. So negativity is never going to sell. Words like hope and try and think, those aren't going to get you a client. That those hope, try, think, maybe I'm thinking about doing this, those are going to be the words that people say, I'll get back to you once I've seen the proof. But when you say, come with me, I've got this solution, that's the confidence. I've got you. That's the energy you show up in. So we're going to have as many conversations as we can. We're going to then follow up. This is the thing people meet. You're going to have as many conversations as you can. You're going to create a compelling reason for people to further connect. And then you have to make the offer for them to buy. You have to say and make it easy for them. And then you have to follow up. Follow up, like 85% of the business is in the follow up. I swear to you, it's crazy. Only about 15% of people buy the first time. And if you get a lot of first time buyers and you go, no, that's not true for me, somebody else planted the seed but didn't make the offer. Okay,
That
that's.
is so powerful. 85% of business is in the follow-up.
Yeah, it's so incredible. So, and most sale, even seasoned salespeople give up after the third try, and most of the business comes after the fifth. So, if you say,
I hope everyone listening is taking this to heart. I meet so many people who don't want to be annoying and they don't want to bother people. But what I hear you saying is it's not a bother and there's a way to follow up.
There is definitely a way to follow up. And I want to tell you this, I want everyone listening to hear this. This is so just to understand where you fall on this category and then understand where other people might fall on the category. There are only four phases to making a decision. First, there's awareness, then there's interest, then there's consideration, and then there's commitment. So, somewhere I'm going to go buy a car. I need a car. What kind of car do I want? And I don't even know about the kind of car I want yet. Then all of a sudden somebody says, "Oh, you should check out that Lexus convertible. That's a good quality car." So now that wasn't on my radar. It becomes on my radar. Then I start seeing them everywhere and go, "Oh, I do kind of like that one, right?" Then I say, "Well, maybe I should test drive it. This is my consideration period. I go and test drive one. Well, I really like that." Now, somebody else planted the seed that I might like that car. Then I started seeing them around a lot. And then I went and actually took some action to see what does it fit my body? Do I like the way it shifts and rides? Does it have enough cup holders? This is the important thing because I always have two cups with me everywhere I go, water and something else. And then my commitment would come after all of that. But I wasn't going to buy the car the first day somebody said you should get a Lexus convertible. I wasn't going to do that. It was just not, I wasn't in the ready phase.
It wasn't there. It was a time factor. And it makes so much sense hearing that in terms of what you shared about the dating versus marriage, right? It's so these people who are coming in and they're trying to sell when someone's not even aware, it's just a mismatch.
Exactly. And so what ends up happening, right, is that the car salesman who gets to sell me the Lexus, he thinks he did it on the first day. Ooh, I'm so good, right? But he's not that good. What happened was I showed up with the other three factors already in place. And that's true for all of us, whether you're seasoned or not. A really great thing to understand about this is, where do you fall on that? How do you make decisions? Really think about this. How long do you think about something? Some people are the analytical thinkers. They're the thinking about the thinking about. They have a whole stage before awareness. Well, before I want to be aware of that, I better consider all of these things, right? And so then they take a long time. So who are you? How do you make decisions? Really understand that. And an amazing salesperson, somebody who can really open communities with a 77% occupied rate on day five, is somebody who has understood that awareness, interest, and consideration, how to help people move through those as quickly as possible. And so your gurus in the online world, they have a sales page that sort of hits all of those buttons so they can help people get through those situations a lot faster. Because they have the experience, because they've helped enough people to understand it. So get yourself in that position. Don't be afraid to start small and get one and then another, because you are going to exponentially understand your person, not their person, your person, so well that you'll then be able to grow. But if you skip this stage, you won't get to learn all of these things about your people. What do they need? How do we get into their awareness? And how do we help them move to interest and consideration before they commit, so we can get them there faster?
This is so good. It's so helpful. And I'm going to take so much away from this. I hope that all of our listeners have taken notes, but I know that you have something special for the listeners. You have a download. Do you want to share where we can find you, where we can find everything you've created?
Yes, thank you. I am at Yvonne Reese Sales Coach, and I'm sure you can put that in the notes on Instagram. I'm going through the whole overhaul because I made my first 200,000 in coaching, doing that without ads, doing that without paid Facebook groups, doing that completely organically, talking to people, having conversations, solving problems for people inside groups, getting referrals. About 50% of my business was referrals in my first year, which was really incredible. And then I ended up having a really high conversion rate as well as far as renewing to help them go to even their next level. So that was even incredible to help me figure out where I was going. But so it's at Yvonne Reese Sales Coach, and my gift to everyone right now that we're working on is called Your Unique Selling Proposition, and it's a workbook. and it's free for you to be able to download. And I'll walk you through not only the corporate side of how you determine your better and difference, your unique selling, but I'm going to help you write your story too in that book. It's going to help you get started. It's a process. There is nothing like life experience to help get us through. And what coaches, in my opinion, do for us most is they keep us in the in our lane from extending out too far any one direction and get us moving with accountability. So the DIYers out there, and there are plenty of them, are going to take all the free downloads and they're going to take all the time and they're going to have some success because they're dedicated and committed. But the ones that are actually in it to go far will reach out for additional help because there's only so much you can do inside a book. But it's the unique selling proposition, and they can download that in my bio. It's a
No, it
great
sounds like a great, it
start.
sounds like a great start. Sounds like a great start. Well, I'm so grateful that you joined us here today. This has been a phenomenal episode.
Thank you so much, Ozzy. You can tell sales is my first language. I don't even think it's English anymore. It's just sales. Sales is my first language. Yeah.
I love it. Well, you've gotten us very, very excited about it, and I'm so happy that you joined us. Thank you so much, Yvonne.
Thank you for having me.
All right, I'm sure you enjoyed that episode. I sure did. I learned so much, and there's so much to take away from this. I hope you will implement what it is that you heard today. Here are my takeaways. Sales is all about relationships. If you want to create a lasting relationship with someone, you need to look at it as a marriage rather than a date. I love that so much. The next piece is learn to get out of your own way. Rather than thinking about yourself and how you're going to look, think about what the person in front of you needs and avail yourself to giving it to them. The third one is be happier than you have the right to be. Yvonne lives that way. That is what she preaches, and we can do that as well. Number four, get creative. I love how Yvonne used ChatGPT to create songs about sales. What kind of creative, fun, happy things do you want to do in your business? At the end of the day, happiness and enthusiasm is going to attract your target client. So get creative. Number five, keep learning. I love how Yvonne talked about her doing one-on-ones and taking all that data and turning that into a course. So whether you're starting out in business or you're further along, think about the power of one. If you can help one person and apply your process to this scientific method, taking the data, taking the feedback from your experience, and reflecting about what went right, what did you learn, what do you want to change, you can do anything. Please connect with Yvonne. Check out the show notes to find her on Instagram. Take her up on her free resource. You're going to love it. And I want to let you know that there are lots of amazing programs coming out soon from yours truly. I'm going to be having some one-on-ones available starting in May. I'm also going to be having some very exciting programs. So the best way to do that is actually by visiting my website, drozzy.co/in. You'll get podcast recaps, highlights, and you'll be the first to know when everything new launches. It's going to be so exciting, and I can't say too much about it now, but get ready and please go to drozzy.co/in and sign up for all the updates. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so grateful that you are here. And wherever you are in the world, I bless you every day and always. Blessings and successes.